Welcome everybody to the podcast of the Transregional Special Research Project TRR179. This collaborative research project is funded by the DFG and is working on the investigation of viral hepatitis. Today's topic of the podcast is the graduate school of the TRR179, the IRTG Immunobiology. The IRTG currently integrates 30 PhD and 6 MD students who are doing medical doctoral theses in one of the TRR associated labs with diverse scientific backgrounds reaching from biology to immunology and computer science. To facilitate networking in between the students, the IRTG organizes an annual retreat where all PhD and MD students from Heidelberg, Freiburg and Munich get together to discuss their scientific projects and also have the chance to connect informally with each other. In this year's retreat, we recorded the following podcast episode. Hopefully, we could answer some common questions regarding the IRTG graduate school, such as how such graduate schools can support PhD and MD student and in which ways this support is granted, and maybe even spark some interest for the IRTG. My name is Matthias Reinscheid. I am the current student speaker from the IRTG and wish you lots of enjoyment with the following episode. Daniel, what is your project about?
So I mainly want to focus on the immune response to SARS-CoV-2 in children compared to adults. So I want to specify the functional capacity of the T cells and also the phenotype of the memory pool and compare it to the observations we have made in adults.
Daniel, does the TRR or the IRTG in specific help you with your scientific career?
Yes, it does quite a lot, especially since as a medical student, you usually don't have that much of a scientific background. So what I want to point out is that it's really nice to get insights into various topics of science and various research fields. And I think it's really helpful if you want to decide if you want to become, for example, like a clinician scientist or want to focus on a more scientific career rather than a clinical.
Hello, David. Could you quickly explain to me what your project in the TRR is about?
Yes, I'm an MD student and I'm working currently on the T-cell response after mRNA vaccination in liver transplant recipients and also partly on the expression of interferon-stimulated genes in CD8 T-cells in the context of HCV infection.
So you said you're a medical student and oftentimes medical students don't go into the lab for their doctoral thesis. But you did. Can you explain the reasons why you did it and would you recommend it to other medical students?
So for me, the work in the lab is really interesting and I would definitely recommend it also to other MD students. It's of course a little bit more work, but it's definitely worth it.
How did the TRR help you with your project?
For me, the multiple workshops were really helpful. For example, the course in statistics, so I could learn much about many topics I didn't knew many things about before.
How did the TRR help you in making progress in your project?
So the TRR gave me a travel grant and with this money I could go to a workshop in Goslar, Germany. And the theme of this workshop was One Health and Zoonotic Viruses, a really interesting workshop that I could attend thanks to the Transradio.
What exactly are these delta-like particles you're talking?
They are viruses discovered in animals, because so far we only knew that there was one delta virus that was infecting humans, but now we also discovered viruses that are really similar to the human one, but in animals.
Hello, Till. Can you quickly explain to me your project?
So my project is focused on developing a mathematical model of the HPV infection cycle and the crosstalk to the host cell immune response. And we are using mass spectrometry mostly and mathematical modeling. And the mathematical modeling is done by our collaboration partner in Freiburg, who's also part of the TRR.
Hi.
So I think one of the great benefits of the Transregio is that it brings people from different fields of virology and bioinformatics and biology together, and this can be greatly seen in our project as we have been. So the group of Ursula Klingmüller and Jens Timmer have been working for the last 20 years together and bringing different expertise to complex biological questions.
Okay, Jack, Till mentioned you as a collaborative partner in his project. So what exactly do you do with the data that Till produces?
So I try to describe the processes that Till measures biologically using mathematical equations and therefore being able to reproduce the dynamics of these processes maybe in different conditions without needing the data for set different conditions.
Anne-Kathrin, what's your project?
So in our lab and in my project, we study hepatitis E virus, and more precisely how hepatocytes and intestinal cells recognize the virus and the mechanisms that are then activated to counteract and eliminate the virus, which is called the innate immune response. And we do this in two different cell types, so the hepatocytes and the intestinal cells, and we have an interesting system, so-called stem cells, that we can differentiate into the different cell types. And then we can study the innate immune response in those different cell types coming from the same cell, basically.
Do you have any benefits working in a transregio such as the TRR179?
So the TRR supports you to go to international conferences, for instance, so you can get travel grants. And for instance, this year, I was able to go to Ghent in Belgium to an HCV flavivirus conference, and the travel there and the accommodation was paid by the TRR, so I was supported and I could present my research there, which was great.
So, Nico, you are also working on HPV infection, and chronic HPV is still a global major health burden. What is your project about?
So, I'm in a lab where we use adeno-associated viruses, which are like viral vectors, in gene therapy, and we are trying to degrade a cccc DNA, which is responsible for the chronicity of HPV infections, and also try to reconstitute the exhausted T cell response by blocking immune checkpoints like Galactin-9 or PD-L1. And therefore we are using like a multiplexing system, which means that we use different little short RNAs and guide RNAs for RNA interference, and also for Cas9 or Cas13 systems.
So this is a huge project. Do you have any collaboration partners, or is it basically your own project?
No, we have a collaboration, especially with the Ulrike Protzers lab from Munich. And therefore I was, for example, for 1.5 weeks in Munich and worked with Mary, which is also a PhD student in Munich, together on this project. And she's also would like to come to Heidelberg in the next few months. So this is really like good cooperation so far.
Jill, you have very recently started your PhD. Did the IRTG graduate school already help you with finding contact and getting everything started?
Yes, so it is a great opportunity for me also to be here and to connect with other PhD students and also scientifically exchange and get to know everybody.
So the IRTG is the graduate school from the TRR. What do you like about the IRTG graduate school?
So I like about the IRTG that it brings together only the PhD students, that we are in a more informal way together, so that we can also get to know each other, which could also help to bond and could help the scientific connection and collaborations together. So I think that's a great opportunity.
Thalisa, many people mentioned the IRTG retreat and the TRR conference, but is there anything beyond that, leading to opportunities for daily exchange, for example, within our graduate school?
Yes, for example, there's the IRTG cafe and also the TRR lunch lectures. So in the IRTG cafe, I don't know how often it is, but quite frequently. So there's the opportunity to exchange with all the members from Freiburg, Munich and Heidelberg. Also the PIs are there and have time for exchange. And I think that's also a really nice informal way and convenient way, since it's online, for exchange and to see the faces again.
This was the TRR179 podcast, today with a special episode about the IITG Graduate School. We hope you enjoyed this topic and that we could help students of any field who are considering to do a PhD or start working in the lab as a medical student. We always appreciate your feedback and are open for further discussions. For that, feel free to contact us on Twitter, that is TRR179_2. Thank you for your interest and stay tuned for more.